This is fun! The FU Network!
I'm Stephen Kersner. Welcome to this special FU Politics Election Edition. This is late breaking news, but this is still something that is significant. And it goes to the character of the man who would like to be our Prime Minister, Andrew Scheer. It goes without saying that I do not think this man has the character to be Prime Minister. He is homophobic and unapologetically so. He has supported or hung out or cohabitated in the same geographical area deliberately with people who are openly racist. He has paid lip service to multiculturalism and anti-racism, while at the same time very carefully avoiding pissing off the racists, the bigots, the homophobes, the transphobes, that whole group of deplorables who he's counting on to support him because those people just want to own the libtards. So I don't think he's a man of character. He lied about his insurance license, which is who the hell, if you're going to lie, who's going to lie about something like that? And he is cagey and shady about his dual U.S. citizenship and his passport. He has done nothing but lie about Justin Trudeau's record and attitudes. Just the other day saying that the Conservative Party of Canada officially put out a video saying that Justin Trudeau was secretly trying to get terrorist ISIS fighters, Canadian terrorist ISIS fighters, secretly back into the country, when it was stated by Ralph Goodale of the Liberal Party, Liberal government, that no, they would not be doing anything to help these people get back into the country. But if they get back into the country, we can't stop them because the way our laws are currently written, we can't stop a Canadian citizen from entering their country. We can arrest them when they get here, but we can't stop them from coming here. So I don't think this man is the kind of character, even with Justin Trudeau's errors and fumbles, errors in judgment, mistakes when he was a high schooler, or a callow young man, even with all that, comparing Justin Trudeau now and Andrew Scheer now, there is no comparison, okay? It's apples to oranges. That being said, I have a woman on the line with me who had an encounter with Andrew Scheer. And I'm going to let you tell, I'm going to let her tell herself, tell us about herself, and then about that encounter. Laura Budd is with us. Laura, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
Now, Laura, you give us a bit about who you are.
So my name's Laura Budd. I'm actually the education coordinator for the Saskatchewan Pride Network and Moose Jaw Pride. Also an advocate and ally, as well as a, I guess, all-around person that fights for human rights. I've fought for human rights and in court for trans people to have access to identification here in Saskatchewan.
Okay, you've been very, very active. You're not just a passive person. You're somebody who has stood up for the rights of others. And so we've got past the obligatory part. Let's get to the part that people have tuned in to listen to. Now, am I correct in saying that Andrew Scheer is your local MP?
Andrew Scheer was my local MP.
He was.
Out of his jurisdiction, just because we did not want to be a part of, if he should form government, I don't want him to be my prime minister.
Okay. So he was your MP. And yep. Was your MP when the exchange we're going to talk about occurred, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Andrew Scheer, there was some talk a few weeks ago about Andrew Scheer's refusal to unwaveringly endorse legislation proposed by the Liberals that would make gay conversion therapy illegal, that he has demonstrated an unwillingness to apologize to gay people for comparing their desire to have equal civil rights to a dog's leg, probably because he continues to hold those values. Otherwise, why not apologize? He has refused to attend pride parades. If he is someone who is homophobic, which means someone who is either afraid of or hates gay people, you can just imagine what his views are on trans men and trans women. You can extrapolate that. And Laura, you're a trans woman, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Tell me about the encounter you had with your then MP, Andrew Scheer.
Well, in 2015, leading up to the last federal election, Andrew Scheer was in Kelleher, Saskatchewan, where we live, just on a farm just outside of Kelleher, for an event and it was a museum opening, and it was to honor a Second World War vet as well. As why that was why he was there was to celebrate the Second World War vet, the grand reopening of a newly renovated museum. And I took a few minutes out of my time to speak with Mr. Scheer about his record regarding human rights, and asked him if he was elected as the MP for our riding again in 2015, if he would stand up for trans rights and respect trans individuals and bring trans human rights to the Saskatchewan, or to the Canadian Human Rights Code. And his answer was quite appalling.
Please tell it. By the way, what is that noise? It sounds like a water tap in the background.
Neighbors are doing some renovations.
Oh, okay. All right. So please tell us, what was that conversation?
So the conversation went after I asked him to stand up for trans human rights in Parliament in Canada. He responded with, you deserve help, but not the help you think you need. We can help you. We can help you not be this way. You don't have to live your life this way. You can live a happy, healthy life. We can get you help, medical help, to help you not be this way, to live a happy life. He was referring to, but did not openly say, conversion therapy. He wanted to institutionalize me and convert me back to being cisgender, as if you can do that. You can't do that. But under his thinking, that's what trans people need. Trans people need to be, and he said, we need to do this to protect you from yourself and to protect others from you in society.
Really? These are, and you really
those
have.
Those are his words, not mine.
Yeah. Now people might be listening and saying, why should I believe this woman about this? What would you say to them?
Why wouldn't you believe me? He has never stood up for trans rights. He has stood in the House of Commons and voted against trans having rights under the Canadian Human Rights Code. He has voted against same-sex marriage. He will not apologize to the LGBTQ2S+ community for his words, for his actions, for his voting. And I even have a picture of him standing with me, telling me these things, staring directly at my feet because he would not look me in the eye. He would not recognize me as a human being enough to even talk directly to me. He talked to my feet and he told me that I did not exist as I am and should not exist as I am.
So you asked for his commitment to stand up for trans rights if he was reelected MP. And in response, what he said, basically, you're a sick person who needs to be institutionalized, and we can help you through that institutionalization to live a happy life, because to him, it is not possible to live a happy life as a trans woman or trans man. Maybe he thought he was doing you a favor in some strange way, but it does reflect his opinion on trans people, trans men and trans women, the nature of his spirit. The things he said were, I think for most people listening, patently offensive. You know, the people who set up residential schools, if you'd asked them at the time, they thought that they were helping these Native children learn to assimilate into Canadian society. If you asked gay conversion, I'm not calling them therapists, gay conversion torturers, they would probably say they were that according to them, they're doing a favor to this gay person by helping them not be gay anymore and be normal. And he was offering you the same mindset. We can do something. You don't have to be this way, you're saying, he said to you. We can do things to help you. You weren't asking for help to not be trans. You were asking for help to be trans and not be afraid of violence and discrimination. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. I was asking him to help me live life in society without fear of people disrespecting me, being unkind to me, not allowing me to work in the workplace, not allowing me to enjoy the activities of everyday Canadians. And his response was, I can cure you. I can fix you. And his actual words were, I can help you. You don't have to live this way. You can live a happy life again. He wanted to take away my existence. He wanted to erase me. And he has never said that he doesn't or has changed his views. So I'm led to believe that he still has these views, that even though he has said that he would uphold Canadian law, which Canadian law has respect for trans people and gender identity and expression under the Canadian Human Rights Code. And we have the right under the Canadian Constitution, Section 12, I believe it is, to self-identify. I identify as female. I am female. All of my identification says that I'm female. What gives him the right to say that I'm not?
Nothing. I know your question was rhetorical, but that's the answer. And it does go to further evidence that this is an individual who does not see people who are not cisgendered, certainly. I don't know his attitudes on people of color and other things, but certainly people who are not cisgendered and sexually straight as being full people, as being people who are living lives that are fulfilling for them, of living real the lives that they really were intended to fulfill or to live. He doesn't see you as people. So no. Saying that you'll respect the law doesn't say that he would respect the people the law affects. Is that not correct?
That's correct. And my fear is that in order to substantiate his views and to push them forward, he will just change the law.
I mean, certainly that's a possibility. We never know, though, in a minority, conservative minority government, which is, if there's any conservative government at all on Monday, it will be a minority. He wouldn't have the votes to do that. But that would be possibly his attitude. And we're electing a leader of a country who serves as an example, we hope, to people of openness and Canadian values. And that's why we were so upset when Justin Trudeau's pictures in high school and 20 years ago surfaced, because we said that's not reflective of Canada as embodied in a Canadian leader. What was embodied as Canada and a Canadian leader is accepting responsibility and issuing a sincere apology and being ashamed of doing something wrong and having committed actions to do better, to improve. We're being asked to choose between the characters of these two people, and the character of the Andrew Scheer you described is one who does not see trans men and trans women as human beings without, they think you're plagued with some psychological or medical problem that they can fix with therapy or surgery or who the hell knows what, but refuse to respect you as an individual who has made a choice, who has identified as female, who lives as female, who is female.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes. And to go further into his who Andrew Scheer is, he said that he would accept anyone in his party who knowingly or unknowingly did harm to someone through words and action, but now knows that that was inappropriate, takes responsibility for that, and apologizes for it. He has never apologized for what he said to me. He has never apologized for what he has said about same-sex marriage and the disrespect and the voting against same-sex marriage. He has never apologized for those actions. Other politicians have changed their views, have sought out information, and have publicly stated that they were misinformed or ill-informed at the time, that they have sought out information, and that they are now enlightened.
Well, listen, we forget now, and there's some millennials who were too young to remember. We forget that all parties were against equal marriage, then known as gay marriage, back in the day. And they evolved. President Barack Obama was against it and said his position evolved. People can learn, can change their hearts, can change their minds. And that's called growth. And we hope to see that in people. And we definitely hope to see that in politicians. But Andrew Scheer, he doesn't apologize. I mean, he hasn't even apologized for lying by saying he was a licensed insurance broker, nor apologized for choosing to lie about something mundane as being a licensed insurance broker. This speaks to this man's character. I think why the media hasn't focused on things like this, and you can share your opinion, is because when a conservative does something that is homophobic, transphobic, racist, dishonest, people see that as the conservative brand nowadays. When a liberal does something that can be seen to have been racist or transphobic or something in the past, that violates what we expect from the liberal brand, and that's why it gets so much attention. But we've become immune to the horrible things that conservatives do in those regards, in regards to human rights, for example, and care for the poor, because we don't expect them to care for human rights, for people different than them, or the poor.
Well, they've told us that's not what they're about. They're about the economy. They're about feeding business power, people with large bank accounts. They're about saving them tax money. They're about helping them improve their retirement funding. But they're not about the average citizen. They're not about human rights, and they're not about improving race relations. We have a racist, transphobic, homophobic society. We expect liberals, we expect New Democrats to stand up for that, to stand up for human rights, to change legislation, to change attitudes, to bring us into an enlightened view of the world. We don't expect conservatives to do that because they've told us that's not what they do.
Right. So we're not surprised when they act true to form. And that's sad. That it's like in the United States where Trump has just in a barrage of lies. So now nobody expects him to tell the truth. So it's not a big deal when he lies, because that's him being who he is. When conservatives are transphobic, homophobic, phobic of any kind, that's what we expect from them. And, you know, they say that they're all about the economy, but we have a great economy right now for a great number of people, great jobs numbers, and they have no plans to try to make that better. They just want to go backwards to a time when we didn't have economic policies that were as successful as the Trudeau governments have been. But I wanted to talk to you because you're non-covered, non-in front of cameras, non-in front of microphones, just person-to-person, constituent to your MP conversation, says more almost about what Andrew Scheer thinks and who he is as a person than what he says in front of cameras. So I want to thank you, Laura, for having the courage to speak out and speak to us. I know that you, like me, are hoping that we get a government on Monday that reflects actual Canadian values, not the values of U.S. hedge funds and Stephen Harper's consulting company.
Correct.
All right. Laura Budd, thank you very much for talking to us, and wish you the best. And thank you for your activism in the past in promoting civil rights for all.
You're welcome.
I'm Stephen Kersner, and this has been an FU Politics special presentation.
This is fun! The FU!